Maryland was one of 17 states that filed a friend of the court briefs or an amicus brief in both of the Supreme Court cases that were heard today and the opinions rendered down today. Attorney General Doug Gansler joins us now to talk about both decisions. Mr. Attorney General, what do you make of both decisions?
Well, it's a monumental and historic day in what is the fastest moving social change issue, I think, in the history of our country. What the court did was it struck down DOMA, which is the federal side of any prohibitions against same-sex marriage, but fell short in the Proposition 8 case in determining de facto per se that same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. They left that to the states for the time being, but clearly indicated where they will be down the road when they look at this again.
Do you sense a trend because of the decision of other states following Maryland's lead in legalizing same-sex marriage?
Well, I think it's a national trend. I think people now recognize that this is a denial of equal rights for people who happen to be born gay. And I think that, you know, 10 years ago, we would not be having this discussion. And 5 years from now, everybody, every same-sex couple in the United States will be able to get married regardless of what state they live in. So, I mean, I think Maryland was part of it, but, I don't know that we are necessarily the leader. I think this is really a national movement and a national understanding.
Delegate Emmett Burns, who led the opposition to Maryland's marriage equality law, told me earlier today that he feels that because of DOMA, same-sex couples from other states will come to Maryland to get married just so they can get the federal benefits. Your reaction to that?
Well, that's exactly the opposite of what today's ruling held. Today's ruling held that regardless of what state you're in, DOMA no longer is constitutional, so you are protected on the federal level. What he may be referring to is that there are still 38 states that, under today's Supreme Court decision, are still, they can and do still discriminate against same-sex marriages. So there's 38 states that people could leave and go to one of the other 12 states, of which Maryland is one of those. Ultimately, those 38 states also will allow same-sex marriage, so the battle's not over yet, but we certainly made great strides in this particular ruling.
You're a candidate, or going to be a candidate, for governor. How much of same-sex marriage will be a factor in the gubernatorial race, or is this no longer an issue in Maryland?
No, I don't think it's an issue in Maryland. You know, people understand. I mean, look, this is, in some sense, the most Republican of all issues. Two people contract to do whatever they want and leave the government out of their private lives. I think the issue has clearly been settled, both in terms of the legislature and with the popular vote. And, of course, the courts have upheld it. So I think this issue is behind us in Maryland, and people want to move on to some of the bigger issues, including the lack of jobs and the public safety issues that really confront us, and, of course, the minority achievement gap as well in education. So I think there's some other issues that people want to turn to other than some of these social issues that have already been resolved.
And just so that I'm clear, you're going to announce your candidacy for governor this fall, right?
Yes.
Okay. Attorney General Doug Gansler, thanks for joining us on Maryland's News Now.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good talking to you. We'll talk to you soon.
Of course. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.